Enlightenment.
Greetings, fellow humans. I'm so grateful to be here. Another day to share this message with you. Welcome back to the Advisor of Gods. I am your host, Laura, and I'm so excited for today's episode because, wow, just the testament of what I'm living these past few days have just been so incredible, and I have been unlocking so much from this gear unblocking, and so I just want to continue to dive deeper into this. I also forgot to even mention where I'm getting all this information from, and all of this knowledge that I'm sharing with you is through my deep dive into exopsychology. A lot of it is work by Dr. Timothy Leary, and I've just been reading a lot and going deep into psychology in general. As many of you know, I am studying neuro-linguistic programming, or as many of you don't know, neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis. So I'm really going deep into the brain and how the mind works, because ultimately that is the womb, right? That is where everything in this physical reality that we are experiencing comes from. And so if we can unlock that, if we can unlock the matrix, the womb of our minds, we have complete control of this matrix outside of us. And like I said, it's just so crazy seeing how my life is unfolding recently and just how these gear unblockings and going in order, so important, the order. You know, look around you. All of this beautiful, what seems to be messy, what seems to be a mess, what seems to be kind of scattered everywhere and super random is not. It's super organized and has a very specific order, and it's all so perfectly placed. And so when we respect this order and we recognize it within ourselves, we truly begin to see how it is that it is perfectly placed. And in that, we learn how to perfectly place things into existence. The money thing is so big for me personally. I'm sure a lot of you, as myself, have just had difficulty with this money issue. It's really been a challenge. And at least for me, it hasn't been a challenge to have enough, to even have more than enough, honestly. I've been very blessed throughout my life to always have enough and more. However, like, what's the next level? Like, okay, enough is beautiful and I'm so grateful, yet we are the hereditary withholders of infinite abundance. It is our birthright. So where is it? Realizing that it is here. It is here now. And all we have to do is unblock this system that has been clogged for so long for it to flow through, because we are the channel of it. It's just that we're just kind of all gunked up through the years with all the BS, honestly. All of these things that I have been communicating with you from Gear One, the parent-child relationship, that was something that was unfolding within my life that I consulted with Higher Self about, and that's what came through. But every episode after that has been about exopsychology, and literally the whole point of everything I've been talking about is how to increase your intelligence. And this is a reminder to take this very seriously. I know that, you know, sometimes we listen to some podcasts or sometimes we watch some videos and, you know, we get the information and we're like, oh yeah, that resonated. Oh yeah, that felt good. Oh yeah, like I'm seeing my day differently. But then tomorrow we forget about it and don't really put it to practice. So this is a reminder that this stuff is really powerful. This stuff is really, really important. And if you go through it in order, if you want to really unblock these gunked up channels within your body and really get it together in your life and not just live, but thrive, you really need to take this seriously. Like, grab a pen and paper and journal about it. Take your time with all this information. Listen to it multiple times if you need to. It doesn't even have to be the specific podcast that I posted. Look into it. Go into more information. How can I go into gear one and remove these fear blockages? Go into YouTube, look up meditations. Actually, I have been working on a few meditations with affirmations, with powerful words that I have been using myself that have really sped things up. And you know, words are the code to the matrix. Words are, if this was a matrix, if this was some sort of program, the language would be the code to it. And that is how you hack the code, is through the words. Very important. We're going to go a little bit more into that today. But yeah, if you need to go into YouTube for now, until you wait for my meditations, go into YouTube and look up fear meditations, look up frequencies to release fear, breath work. Really, if you're really about this, if you're really about changing your life for the better, if you're really about breaking generational trauma, if you're really about finding the source of infinite wealth, do the work. Do the work. Do the work. Do the work. It's not as hard as we claim it to be in our minds. We are really making it a lot bigger than it is. A few minutes a day is really not a big deal, I promise. I was that person a few months ago who didn't take all this stuff seriously, or yeah, take it seriously, yet, you know, not put it to practice. It's like, oh yeah, I know I have to meditate to be better. Oh yeah, I know I have to do yoga so I become more flexible and my mind becomes more flexible. Oh yeah, I know those things. Like, yeah, but do you practice them? Do you really put them into action? And then what happens when you put them into action? Yeah, I know I have to eat healthier. Yeah, I know I have to drink more water. Yeah, I know. And it's like, but are you doing it? And the things that occur when you do it, these simple little things that are so easy to add to your routine. So again, this information is to increase your intelligence, your spirit, mind, body intelligence. I'm giving you my testimony. The amount of opportunities that have flowed in my life at the moment. The money is just coming in out of nowhere. It's like, where has it been this whole time? It's been right there, apparently. My communication, my relationships, the people that I meet, the connections, the alignments have just gotten stronger and better and more consistent. And it's just really magical. My experience has just turned so magical. So I really, really trust that you take this seriously. I want you to know that these podcasts are for you. I am not getting paid anything from any of this. I am not getting paid for the amount of hours that I put into researching, recording, editing, promoting. I am not getting paid for any of that. And so trust that this is for you, that I do this to assist you. Which, by the way, if you want to support my podcast, please share with somebody else. It's free. Thank you. Truly, this is for you. And so I want you to know that. I want you to feel into, somebody paid for this. You are extremely privileged. Look at where you are in your life. Contrast it to every other person who does not have access to Wi-Fi, who does not have access to a meal today, who does not have access to a roof over their head, who does not have access to this information. I just want you to feel grateful. I want you to know that somebody paid for this. Somebody paid for this. It was you. You paid for this. Somewhere out in the cosmos, you were doing your thing and you ended up here. So you're doing great. You're doing amazing. Be grateful. Be proud of yourself. Yet, if you truly want to have gratitude, if you truly want to appreciate the opportunities that are given to you, run with them. Take action on them. So with that being said, let's dive in. I want to take you through a little refresher. Let's go back to where this journey started, which I feel is with the inner parent, inner child relationship. And why it is important to establish this relationship is because it allows us to recognize these two characters that live within us, our inner child that has never left and is there and is the one who will associate with the unconscious mind, communicates through emotion. It is holding and reserving to every single memory that you have ever lived. And we have the inner parent that we will label as this conscious mind that is a bit more logical. It's a bit more general. And through establishing these two relationships or even acknowledging them, we allow these characters to intervene for each other when needed. That parent-child relationship assists us when it comes to being vulnerable, when it comes to moving through life and doing it a little bit more efficiently because we know how to communicate with ourselves. We know how to communicate with these inner parts of ourselves. And so we will have an easier time moving through life in this way. And that tying into the first gear, which develops physical safety. We are in this gear establishing self-trust and eliminating fear. We will have an easier time establishing physical safety because now we know how to communicate with these inner parts of our bodies. Now we know this responsibility as a parent and we know the role as a child also. And so going through gear one and recognizing as an inner parent, you do need to defend your physical needs. You do need to provide safety for your body, for your inner child. If you have not tuned into those podcasts where I went through all of those, please do, so you can find the tools that you need to establish these gears within yourself. So inner parent, inner child relationship is a tool to assist with unblocking gear one, which because it has to do with fear, has to do a lot with the root chakra, which is the first wheel. If you unlock that first wheel, it will be a lot easier to get all the other junk out because now it has somewhere to flow through in and out. And so in gear two, which has a lot to do with the ego and establishing self-dominion, establishing a self-identity through which we create status, and that is where the power is. So now we're learning how to generate power. And so what I'm trying to do with this recap is kind of showing you why the order is important. You would use the tool to unlock gear one, and gear one being the root chakra. Once you unblock that, it allows some energy to come through, right? But it's not a lot of energy that you're allowing to come through because you've never opened up this channel. And so gear two is assisting you to build up that energy because you are the machine of the energy. You can create this energy, this currency yourself. Now that you've created the energy, we're going into gear three. Gear three is conceptual survival. Conceptual survival depends upon how responsible we can be for our own peace of mind. It activates with our capacity to absorb, organize, and communicate concepts our mind uses to define what is real. Mind you, you cannot be at peace if your emotional and physical survival issues are still pending, which is why it's so important, this order that I'm speaking of. Because we truly cannot even begin to discover the real function of conceptual survival until physical and emotional problems are solved. Once you have physical and emotional problems solved, you'll find that you no longer have to ask other people for advice. You will find you no longer need to go to your friends for emotional support or guidance or counsel because you know how to give that to yourself. You know how to recall your own serenity. This one took me a bit to learn. One method of developing mental clarity is not striving for it. Peace and clarity do not come from obsessing over needing peace and clarity. I'm scolding myself, by the way. It's something I definitely need to hear more often. I'm going to repeat that, actually. If you want to develop mental clarity, stop striving for it. The more you resist confusion, the more confused you're likely to get. Confusion can be a natural result of too much unassimilated information. It's really important that we get a break from learning. I was the type of person that had YouTube on the entire day. Like, I was always looking at some motivational video, some metaphysics, occult video, some audiobook, something. I always had something on. And so I was just overstimulating my mind. And yeah, you can start getting overwhelmed, confused. The dopamine is just really too much. And then when I would sit down in meditation, I'm having trouble finding the clarity, finding the peace, because I'm just so overstimulated. So it's really important that we take a break. And you do that by dreaming, either sleep dreaming or daydreaming, or doing something meaningless like watching a movie or going on a short vacation, taking a walk, anything that doesn't involve thinking. Thinking needs a break too. I know so many spiritual people, I was one of them, that felt guilty for watching movies. But now I'm encouraging you to watch movies balanced, in a balanced way. Now, don't go say, I'm watching movies all day because Laura told me to go watch movies. No, I didn't say that. But yeah, it's super important that we bring the balance and that we're not overwhelming ourselves either. And then also not spending the entire day watching Netflix. Breaks are super important. Again, going back to that parent, inner child relationship. Giving time for the inner child to be a child during the day. When is it time for the child to play a little bit? You know, we can't just give the parent a role and not have the inner child be present in our lives at all. So again, like going back to that balance of both roles needing a turn for your life to be more aligned. Have you ever heard that the map is not the territory? Once you learn to differentiate between the map and the territory, your ideas about something and the thing itself, you learn to increase conceptual intelligence by being aware of your thoughts as just thoughts. So basically what I'm trying to say is that reality is there, right? But everything that you know about it is in your mind, and it's yours to do as you please. But again, a reminder, as you take things in, as you absorb all this information, and you don't want mental constipation, you need to find a way to process all the information that you're constantly gathering. My absolute favorite way to do that is writing, scribing. It's so important. Let me tell you how it has changed my life lately. As you begin to journal, as you begin to write more and more, you learn how you think, talk, and write. You start learning about how you think, talk, and write. And if you learn how you think, talk, and write, you can change your reality by adjusting the way you think, talk, and write. You know how in The Matrix they say that the trick to bend the spoon is knowing there is no spoon? That's what I'm saying about the map is not the territory. The illusion is that the reality around you changes, but that's not what's changing. What's changing is the way that you're thinking, talking, and writing. Conceptual intelligence is also the ability to pay attention. Whew, this is really scolding me here. Direct focus increases the chances that what you have learned can be easily accessed. Focus is so important. Being present is really important. Being mindful, being receptive is so important. You cannot have focus if you are not present. And if you are present, as you begin to unstuck these gears within you, you will begin to see how your life aligns in such a way. Miracles begin to occur. And through your ability to pay attention, it will be very useful when you're not able to believe the things that are happening to you. Because as you're able to register what's occurring to you, you won't have any reason to articulate your inner truths. You will just know. A good exercise to increase attention and focus, again, like why the inner parent, inner child relationship is so important. How do you get the attention of a child? By introducing new things, new activities. Obviously, these things have to be interesting and exciting to the child or yourself. But yeah, this is a really good practice that takes discipline, and it's going against your own nature, you know, acting out of character, if you will. And the practice of that increases attention. Conceptual intelligence requires a sense of meaning to function. This is why you didn't retain the majority of information in high school or college, because it didn't really mean anything to you. Unless it did, and usually that's the things that you do remember. It is why it's crucial here to ask ourselves what is important. Articulation demands a certain depth of self-knowledge regarding values. Without this link, communication of our ideas become at best vague and at worst standardized. Your capacity for communication will deteriorate along with the overall degree of your conceptual intelligence. To enhance the elasticity of your thinking, refrain from thinking in a black and white manner. Things are not necessarily one way or another. They might be both at the same time, depending on which angle you are looking from. Not everything is either or. Some things are a bunch of shades of gray and color into a picture. Change either or to and or. Our thinking is only as flexible as our minds are open to incorporating the unknown as a value. Accepting that there is an unknown, accepting that there's a lot that we don't know, you know, confessing ignorance, is not a bad thing. It is a way to introduce our conscious mind to our subconscious depths until there is no division at all, but only deeper levels of consciousness. Did you know that the old English word for magic is grammarai? Has the word grammar in it. This is why words are very powerful, and journaling is very powerful. If you get this, why explains, how evokes. To explain is to answer the why question. To evoke is to think, write, or speak in such a manner as to trigger the experience of the energy or process in question. If you're asking why, you're trying to explain. And through explaining, you might kill the spirit involved in what it is that you want. Instead of asking why, instead of trying to explain what you want, evoke it. Take your time to think, write, and speak into how you would want to bring it forth. In the end, it doesn't matter what you know as much as how you can proffer the experience of the energy. The art of thinking precisely is learning to select those words which honor the experience of the energy itself. If you can choose the words that honor the experience of the energy itself, you have unlocked the secret to creation. This has been my experience lately. Ever since I got here, every single afternoon, I have been coming to the beach with my journal and writing my new story. I have put my old story behind, and I'm choosing to write my experience as how I want to live it, as if it's already done. I had a little environmental change. Mosquitoes. But I'm back. Integrating the previous steps are really important, because without that, you won't have first the unblockage and then the energy that you need to manifest to bring these things about that you're evoking in gear 3. However, I would start writing now, because like I said, you will begin to learn how you think, speak, and write. And as you're learning, you move forward knowing what it is that needs to shift, and you will see the progress in the energy that you are putting into the words. You will feel less resistance as the days go on. As you continue evolving, you will see, you will feel the trust, the confidence in what you're writing is coming about. And it's something really beautiful to watch unfold. Maybe why it is important to establish the previous gears before would be just so if you're writing and you're feeling resistance, you're kind of pushing those things a little bit away. And so if you do feel that way, if you do feel that when you sit down and write about your ideal life, as if you feel some sort of resistance because you feel that faith is not there, then definitely go back to the gears. Go back to gear one and establish that first. But again, not without the tool of establishing this relationship, this inner guidance within yourself, the inner parent, inner child relationship. I was listening back to the recording just so I could know where I was at, and I realized that I totally did not hype up the Matrix, the bending of the spoon reference that I made. Sometimes this knowledge, this information is just coming through, and I just evoke it as it's coming through. But reflecting back on that was so powerful. Really integrating that thought that there is no spoon, that the map is not the territory, that it's really what shifts is not what's around you. What shifts is the way that you speak, write, think, feel. And that's what shifts. So when you're going about the reality, and because you have not picked up momentum yet, you see everything around you perhaps still operating at the attraction force that you had before. And so you might start to get discouraged because you're not seeing the results right away. Yet remembering that thought, remembering that the map is not the territory, remembering that there is no spoon, you go back to the creational point, to the point of focus, which is your present moment. And you don't really care about your surroundings. You don't really care if your environment is not reflecting your immediate inner thoughts, because you know that that's not the reality. The reality is your present moment. What is changing the things around you is how you are in this moment now, thinking, feeling, writing, speaking. And that is so powerful to take with you, because that's what has been speeding things up for me. Because if you're constantly telling yourself, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, and you're not seeing the $1 million outside of you, and you begin to see that as non-evidence of what you are trying to attract, if you begin to see that as the reality, that there is no $1 million, then you're never gonna get the $1 million. Because you're still trying to bend the spoon, and you don't even care when the $1 million shows up, because you know it's going to show up, because you have established that that's a part of your reality now, and you're enjoying the journey, you're enjoying the process to get there anyways. So you need to stop trying to bend the spoon and focus on the thought that there is no spoon. That's what you need to focus on. You need to focus on the reality, which is that your point of attraction is what you are thinking right now, what you are speaking right now. Lastly, to conclude, I'm going to leave you with this intelligence test. It goes like this. If your world feels like it's 1, getting smaller and slower, 2, more grim and less fun, 3, less sexy and more dull, 4, impersonal and more scary, 5, petty and predictable, then there's a good chance your overall level of intelligence is falling. However, if your world is feeling 1, brighter and exciting, 2, funnier, instructive and more creative, 3, sexier and more attractive, 4, personal, loving and warm, 5, expanded, free, and open-ended, then your intelligence level is rising. Oof, I love this episode so much. I love seeing how all of this has been working out in my reality. And my advice to you, creator, is take this seriously. go back to the inner parent, inner child relationship and listen to these with a notebook and a pen and take some notes and go about your life and actually practice. Like, that's what I did as I was learning about these things. I was having them present in my reality on my day-to-day basis. And again, where attention goes, energy flows. And so I was seeing confirmations of what I was learning around in my reality. And so it was assisting me, because I was present, to learn and really solidify these things within my mind. And I'm just so excited. Like, as I continue to unpack this, I am seeing the miracles begin to occur. And I just really want the same for you. I'm working on recording some meditations for you with powerful affirmations, with those words which honor the experience of the energy itself. I'm grateful for my Christian background because I was able to read the Bible a lot. And through reading the Bible, you learn a lot of poetry and the way that that religious church environment works is that it's so in your feels, it's so poetic, it's so, I die for my creator, like my creator has sacrificed himself for me and so I will do the same. It's like this passion, this emotion, and that's why it kind of works. That's why you see people activating quote unquote the Holy Spirit and so on and so forth, because they are able to evoke the experience of the energy. They are able to evoke the experience of the energy through words. And so I have gathered a lot of that gnosis of how to trigger passion, how to trigger these feelings within myself. And I think that's also why I have been able to accelerate everything that I'm doing. And so I want to jam-pack that into some meditations, some audios that will assist you to really speed this process for you as I have done for myself. And so really excited about that. And I will definitely keep you posted on my social media accounts, and probably here also I will announce it on the next podcast or whenever it is that I launch these for you, and those will be up on my website, advisorofgods.com. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning back in. Thank you so much for choosing yourself. I love you. I honor you. I respect you. Thank you for this work that you're doing. It really is assisting all of us. And I'm just so privileged to be this channel for more light in your life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I trust you catch the next one. Bye. Lots of love.